All right, he's a best-selling author. You see him on ABC's Shark Tank. I've seen him at Shaq's Funhouse when we used to be able to hang out with more than 50 people at one place. He is Damon John. What's up, Damon? How you doing, man? It's a wild time right now, brother.
I am doing well, and I hope you are, and everybody listening, I hope they are with their families as well.
Yeah, so as an investor and an entrepreneur at this kind of, I'm going to call it a bizarre time we're in, from the start of this pandemic, when it started trending in the direction of like maybe causing a financial crisis, as an entrepreneur and investor yourself, what is your position? We're talking about a new book called Power Shift. It seems like, I'm not saying the power is shifting, but there's definitely a shift going on right now.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been stated on Jim Cramer and various other podcasts. If you look, about 2 weeks ago, I told everybody that we were going down to 21,000 on the Dow. A little bit prior to this happening, because, you know, I did power shift years ago, and I learned finance. I learned how stocks go. And unfortunately, I believe we're going down to 18,000, but I went all cash as an investor. I went all cash when we were at 29,000, because I knew that if 4 years ago we were at 18,000 and we went to 29,000 on the Dow, how can we sustain that type of growth? And that, whether it is 9/11, the 08 crash, the dot-com bubble, or the 97 crash, I knew no matter what, we were going to dial back, so I was prepared. But now, I don't want to be a Mr. Know-It-All, because now with my staff and everybody else, we have to take off and various other things. Now I'm preparing myself to adjust that situation with taxes not having to be paid in 90 days. How can I sustain my staff and make it, you know, and hold them over for a period of time, and as well as make sure that they're safe and they don't have to come into the office. So those are the things I have to deal with now. But from the financial side, I was smart enough to learn the history of the market and knew that it was going to dial back a little bit, but I didn't think it was going to dial back this much.
I was speaking to a friend of mine who owns a sports team, a soccer club over in the UK, and obviously they can't play games right now. He has employees that he's trying to, you know, have enough cash flow to meet all of his employees' needs to keep them paid. How long do you think that we could go where, you know, you're a business owner yourself, you can't just keep writing checks to employees if there's no cash flow to meet that payroll?
True. And I think if you're prepared if you are starting to understand what you need to do, I mean, entrepreneurs are pretty resilient. You know, they change with the times. And I think that we're going to be in this for 4 to 6 months. Now, do I believe that the country be shut down for 4 to 6 months? No, not at all. But in between that time, if you are a restaurant and now you needed to realize how you need to be able to be more like a virtual restaurant and deliver to everybody, because they're going to be tired of making food themselves or whatever the case is, or you know, you are a doctor and you're going virtual. My doctors are mainly virtual unless I need to go into the office. I think people are going to adjust, and we're going to see the true entrepreneurs rise, and we're going to see the other people who are stubborn or say that somebody else needs to do it, they're going to fall, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, we're taking it day by day. I think most entrepreneurs are going to try to maintain their staff for about a month, and then they're going to, you know, start having to adjust. So that's what's going to happen. I think I'm good for about 4 or 5 months on my staff, but everybody else is not as fortunate as I am, unfortunately. And I've been making these virtual adjustments for the last 2 years, you know.
And as we've seen in the past, whenever you've seen the Great Depression, the banks and the housing market crash and all the things you just spoke about, as sad as those things were, they opened up a lot of opportunities for entrepreneurs. With every down market, there's definitely a lot of opportunities. Right now, we're talking with Damon John. You see him on Shark Tank, of course. He's got a brand new book out called Power Shift: Transform Any Situation, Close Any Deal, and Achieve Any Outcome. In the book, you say, you talk about the ability we all share that's putting ourselves in a position to succeed in this type of environment. What's the best thing that we can be doing to put ourselves in that right position?
I think that's an opportunity. That's a really good question. It's an opportune time for me to talk about some aspects of the book. So in the book, it's all about, creating influence, then negotiating, and then valuing the relationship. I have great subjects in the book, like Bethany Frankel, interviews with Pitbull, Mark Cuban, and Billie Jean King, to show you how they have maximized their time. But I think for this time, I'm going to talk about one subject, one person who seized the moment and was prepared for this. Her name is Crystal. She's in my book. She lives in Ohio. She had to go on maternity leave. She had a baby. The baby was a premature baby. She comes back to the office and says, hey, I can't give you the 40 hours that I used to give you. Can I give you 20 because I have a premature baby? They said, I'm sorry. You know, we gave you your maternity leave money. We paid you all that time. You either have to work your regular job or, unfortunately, I have no room for you. But during the time that she was home, the same way that we're all home now and people are saving 3 hours round trip of going back and forth to work or more, during that time, she didn't take that time and just chill and treat it like a Saturday or hang out and do karaoke, which is nothing wrong with that. What did she do? She educated herself on how to become a virtual assistant because she realized that one of the top jobs in this country for females are executive assistants and various other things like that. So what did she do? She learned that. Now, she lives in Ohio. She gives me 20 hours worth of her time a week. Now, she actually gives me 35 because after this situation went down, I said, you are so smart and you know Zoom and all these things. I need to help teach my staff everything. So she gave me 35 hours. She gives another person 5 and another person 10. She stays home with her baby, doesn't have to wear a face mask and go to work and risk her health. And she makes more money than she's ever made before. And she doesn't work for any, and she makes her own hours and she doesn't work for anybody that she doesn't like. And she was prepared for this situation. And everybody listening to me now can be prepared for the next situation because it's going to happen again, whether it's 9/11, the 08 crash, the dot-com bubble crash, or the 97 or 98 crash. This is going to happen in another way, in another form, sooner or later. And are you prepared for it?
The new book is called Power Shift. One of the things I saw in the book where you said none of the blessings or successes that have come your way would have ever happened if you didn't have the ability to shift power. Could you talk about that? As you had FUBU is where you got your start, where if people haven't read their background on exactly how Damon John got his start with his mom putting up her house, maybe we could start from there, from the genesis, but really how all these power shift moves you've made, you say, have gotten you where you are now.
Yeah, listen, I was born a little black boy in Queens who's dyslexic, who got left back, who never went to college, and my father left when I was 10. It was just my mother and I. And it was my ability to negotiate, well, first of all, build him, then negotiate, and then create, that would then move me to, thank God, creating a global brand called FUBU, and then becoming, then creating another brand named, you know, buying another brand called Coogee, being an investor, being a motivational speaker and author, and now on a television show for over a decade. And it was my ability to use these techniques that I've been using over my life to get to that form. I didn't know, I'll be very honest, I didn't know I was using a very specific technique until I was about 45 years old. And that's why I went and I researched these other people, like the people with the Lindsey Vonn of the world, and realized, or the Kris Jenner, and put them in my book and said, we all use a very specific technique that people don't understand. People think negotiation is too Shark Tankish, where it's that 1 hour you're there and you're negotiating, but how did you build influence prior? How did you negotiate? And how did you value the relationship? And I give people these techniques and or these traits that we all have, and they can learn from it, and they can improve, whether it's their personal life, taking their remote control away from their significant other, or getting a deal with Mark Cuban. I put it all in the book that people can exercise today.
I got to give you a lot of props, too. I mean, people think of the 90s, at least from our era, as the moment in time where hip-hop was at its finest. And I believe that you were a real part of that hip-hop culture that really took off in the 90s with the clothing. That was a big part of what was going on in the 90s. As you look back on that time, do you take a lot of pride, and do you still communicate with a lot of the people that you were involved with when that hip-hop moment was at its height?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a great time, and I and the reason FUBU was there was because so many people loved what we were doing, and they understood. And there's a lot of people who thought FUBU was only made for a certain person of a certain color, and it wasn't, because I didn't want to be a bigot like the other brands were, who didn't want black people wearing their clothes. It was made for a culture, and the culture was hip hop, and it was a growing communication. It was our version of Instagram and TikTok, because we didn't see what was going on in the 6 o'clock news in the urban communities. And through the music of these amazing artists, they were the poets and showing us what was happening in the streets, you know, or in the clubs, things they loved, things they hated. And it was a very great time. And yes, and most of those people, almost all those people, I'm still in contact. I still employ most of the people that came up with me, from whether it was Red Lobster or Bayside High School in New York, I still employ almost all of them.
Talking about being a shark right now and access to all this hip-hop culture and all these people that you do business with, I'm in the world of podcasting right now. What do you see with this space? And especially now, all of a sudden, everybody's hunkering down looking for content to entertain them, Damon. I'm thinking I could pitch you a quick Shark Tank pitch. I know a little something about podcasting, me and Shaq. Maybe, you know, maybe we could team up and really make a network to take over the world. What do you think?
I think this is an opportune time. I think you already have somebody who, you know, you have the brains, and he has the notoriety and the brains and the charisma. You never know.
Maybe let's chop it up.
Many people. You never know.
Let's chop it up, Damon, whenever you got time. Speaking of the Shark Tank show, before we let you go, I would like to know, explain to the audience, what was the best deal that you've done? We're talking how many seasons now? 11 seasons. So you've been a part of a lot of deals. What is right now financially the number one deal that's given you the most stacks?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. I didn't ask you to ask me that, but it's like the perfect setup. The number one deal I've done is the number one deal ever done in Shark Tank history, which is called Bombas Socks.
Socks of all things.
Socks of all things. So everybody listening right now, the second best deal ever done was a company that Lori has done called the Scrub Daddy, who was a sponge. So everybody's thinking right now that you need to create the next valve for a heart or something like that. No, you don't. Number one thing ever in Shark Tank history is Bombas Socks, and Lori is a sponge. You just need to think of things that are everybody wants, everybody likes, but everybody needs. And right now, the Bombas Socks has done, I think, $250 or $280 million in revenue. But more importantly, every time they sell a pair of socks, they give a pair away to the homeless. So number one thing in Shark Tank history, it's mine. So make sure if you ever interview any of the other sharks, you remind them that I am their king.
You're number one.
And that I am better than them, yes.
Okay, and I hate to bring up, you know, negative things, but I got to ask you, what's the worst deal that you've done? Like, what was the one where you're like, damn, I wish Cuban would have picked that one up?
Ooh, well, the problem is I don't talk about those, but I will tell you, it's not one of those. It's probably a dozen of those.
Okay.
I have made that mistake a dozen times. The only reason I don't talk about it is because I realize that my voice holds a lot of weight, and I don't want those entrepreneurs and or their companies to be Googled and hear that I've said that they're my worst deal ever, because it could potentially hurt them in their future jobs, employment, and or the future of their company. That's the only reason I don't say it about them, because they mean well. I just made the bad decision, or maybe, you know, they were bad operators.
Yeah, and respect, because as I've found as an entrepreneur and started business and failed at them, I wouldn't be where I am now if I didn't fail my way to being somewhat successful, if that makes sense. As you know, I'm sure you've had, as you just told us, lots of failures. You got to fail 10 times before you win, at least.
I've had 5 failures this week, of course.
Yeah, fail, exactly.
You know, that's what it is, right? And that's part of the process. But the key to that process is fail fast and fail small and move on.
Well, get the new book. It's called Power Shift: Transform Any Situation, Close Any Deal, and Achieve Any Outcome. Damon John from Shark Tank, go get the new book. Thanks for your time, man, and best of luck. Stay safe during this very bizarre time.
Yeah, same to you and all your listeners. Thank you.